An open-air concert featuring a number of local steel orchestras is set to take place tomorrow as part of activities to observe World Steel Pan Day. The United Nations General Assembly last month declared August 11th as World Steel Pan Day. President of the Europan Movement, Rodney Small, outlined some of the features of tomorrow's Steel Pan event, which is being held to celebrate the day, noting that there would also be an address by Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez.
The incident and the Grenadines, the Europan Movement executive and the member band decided that we got to come together and we want to create an impact, not just with an open-air concert, but an open-air concert that is going to be in the streets. So everybody who's walking up past, everybody who's driving past would see what is happening and would hear the sweet song of Steel Pan. We just wanted it to be free, not just free in terms of admission, but free in terms of the vibe, the energy, in terms of what we want to put out there. We want persons to come and interact, not just dance to the music or listen to the music, but also come and interact with the players, have an idea about how they feel about it, what it means to them, what it means being a Steel Pan player for them, what it means being a Steel Pan lover for them. So it's not just about the performances. And then we're going to have some featured address from the president of the European movement, the prime minister and the minister of culture, simply because of the contribution that the government have been given to Steel Pan incidents and Grenadines for the past 15 years.
Mr. Small said the event will take place from 5 p.m. tomorrow on Bay Street in the vicinity of the Cobblestone Inn and the Passports and Immigration Department.
Well, the event will be taking place on Bay Street, where the Cobblestone, Wadi Lima, the immigration office, that street. And we're not going in the parking lot. We're not going by the roadside. We're going in the middle of the street. So we are creating that impact. We want to be recognized. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. And we're starting from 5 p.m. all the way through to about 10 p.m. It's going to be all Steel Pan music with a little DJ music and some artists who have been affiliated with Steel Pan music. We'll be seeing performances from a steel orchestra. Of course, the Hennessy Stardust Steel Orchestra, the Lee Steel Orchestra, the Siamese Phonium Steel Orchestra, Southeast Steel Orchestra, Symphony Steel Orchestra, Genesis Steel Orchestra. And then we're going to be featuring some of our traditional orchestras, which is the Panarong Neck guys, the guys from Sighting Hill and the guys from Rosebank, because we want to also incorporate the traditional element of the Steel Pan art form.
And Mr. Small is inviting persons to attend tomorrow's event, which features both traditional and modern steel orchestras within the Steel Pan fraternity.
I am inviting the intention public to come out and support the Steel Pan art form. I mean, as I said, Pan is community. Pan is a change agent. Pan is something that helps a lot of people. Pan is something that brings people together. It's our Caribbean identity. And I'm basically asking everybody to come out and let's celebrate this particular day. You know what I mean? This day that would never be forgotten. You know what I mean? A day that we should continue to celebrate together. And just give us your support. Come out and support the young people. Come out and support the old people. Come and support everybody. Because we have music. We have a band that would be doing music for each and everybody.
President of the Europan Movement, Rodney Small. Tomorrow's event, dubbed In the Streets, is being hosted by the Europan Movement to observe World Steel Pan Day. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.